This is actually the hour we call Beyond Good Day, because we are, the idea is not to get stuck in any one particular vein. The ideas that are expressed here are those of the hosts of the program, which include me and Jennifer and Heather in this circumstance, because Rich and Roberta are not with us. So the idea of this hour is to tell stories, whether it be about something that you may know something about or something you may know nothing about.
But would like about, to learn.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, later in the hour, with all the attention on Christian Bale, we have the fellow who's written a story about him being Christian Bale, from the point of view of the assistant, the publicist. Normally, these books are, the so-called tell-all books, are not particularly positive. I read little of the book yesterday, frankly, and I don't know. I don't know actually what to conclude.
He actually lived with him for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. And so he would have been literally in the neighborhood that I live in Santa Monica. Christian Bale has two houses, two streets up, which is a rock's throw, his Los Angeles residence, which is a little, most of the things around, most of the people who live in the neighborhood where I do have the same kind of little bungalow houses that are tucked away that you wouldn't, the problem with mine is it's on a pretty dangerous street. Neat little place, but it's right on the beach, and it's a heavily trafficked road, which is what I don't like about it. But two or three of the step-ups as you go from the canyon back onto the top of the hill, if you will, have a lot of actors and people who just disappear. You know, that's what they want. They want to live in a little place that they're not living there all the time. That's one of the things about the neighborhood where I'm in. Most of the people don't live there all the time. They're in and out. And they have other things. There are a couple of exceptions to that. One of them is, Carson Daly. I always forget about him.
He lives there year-round?
Yeah, he's up on the step above me. Charlotte, in fact, poops in his backyard pretty much every morning.
Nice.
You guys are real tight, huh?
Yeah, right. Well, he doesn't see it because he's out late, and then he doesn't early. He does that. What is that show called on NBC that he does? Jennifer?
He does Last Call. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but he does a morning radio show.
He's also on AMP FM in the morning.
So he's gone by the time I take Charlotte out for her morning walk. And she finds his backyard is on a hill there, right behind the Mexican restaurant. It's a perfect place to poop. And she loves
right
that.
By a Mexican restaurant.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
Fired.
Yeah, it's wonderful there. Yeah. So, and then the next street above that is where Christian Bale's little places.
Okay, so my question is, just to get back to Christian Bale for a second, are the accusations in the book? Do we know?
Well, I think we'll ask that of him. I think that he refers to him as dark.
I believe that.
I've heard that a lot, yeah.
He's a very complicated guy. Mm-hmm. But who's a successful actor doing important? I mean, think of the roles that he's played.
Right.
That have been so different, in a sense. I mean, I think of the role he played as the boxer or the brother of the boxer. He tried to be a boxer in The Fighter, Mark Wahlberg movie. Remember? He was
and then he
got the Boston accent so well.
And few and far between do.
Yeah, right. Most
of
it's
put on.
And what was the other thing you were thinking?
I was going to say, wasn't it early on in his career, the serial killer? Wasn't that him?
I don't remember.
Or am I absolutely nuts?
He's only 37, I think, or 38. Mm-hmm. Is he 39, maybe?
He went on a first date with Drew Barrymore once when they were kids. Did you know
really?
That?
Really?
Really?
Oh, really?
Only one date, though. She never called him back.
Yeah. I think she didn't like him, as I remember. But I remember reading about it. All right. Anyway, so we'll put this off until his name is Harrison Chung. And be with us at the bottom of the hour. It's Wednesday, the 25th of July. How are you all doing? Have you begun to visualize what you want today? Have you been able to see what you want? Have you been able to feel what you want? Believe what you want as you use your mind for that wonderful mental workshop that it is capable.
I'm going to kick some butt today.
Are you?
Mm. Yeah.
In what way?
I'm going to kick some corporate butt today.
Is that what you're going to talk about?
No.
Well, in just general.
That's just in my life today.
Oh, okay. So your job, your day job, you're with your dad at CRN Digital, and you're an audio supplier to cable systems around the country of wonderful, great programming like this one.
Exactly.
Amazing. Wow. That works. All right, so if somebody's giving you a hard time, you're going to fix them?
I'm going to fix them today.
Fix them. All right, so you have a mental blueprint in your mind, and you've begun construction on how you're going to handle these people, right?
I even have special shoes.
Really?
Ooh.
Oh, perfect.
I'm
going to
wear
So
I'm going to war
reality.
Heel.
This
Oh, yeah. So don't get in my way, or that spike heel's going to hit you.
All right, I want to know, when this materializes, will you call me?
Sure.
Or would you, like, call me and leave the phone on the table while I listen to you? Can you do that?
People don't think I have it in me, but I have it in me.
Oh, no. I think you do. Yeah. No, I think
They think I'm all smiles and nice, but I can get ready. I'm ready to
All right.
Rumble.
So you've organized
my blueprint.
Organized plans in your mind.
Yes.
Got it? Do you know how to change into action mode from thinking mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know
Absolutely.
How to do that? Okay.
Yep.
And so you're already a winner. You already have what you want, Jennifer.
I know.
Jump
it's
already
done.
Today.
The action belongs to you. The results belong to you. You are there.
Even though Mercury is in retrograde, by the way. And
I didn't know that, really.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Don't sign anything.
I asked yesterday to my mom, is Mercury in retrograde? She said, yes.
Really?
So much bad news.
When did it go in?
Like a week ago.
See, I'm usually on top of that. I forgot all about it. Three times a year, Mercury.
Have you noticed that it's been kooky, though? I mean, I had someone whose sister-in-law died yesterday. You're already in a bad mood with the shooting. And then someone's sister-in-law died yesterday. And then I found out that my cousin has lung cancer.
Mm. Oh, so sorry.
It's like...
Yeah, not good at all.
So it's just ew. But it's okay, because we're going to overcome. It's a new day.
We are. That's right. And you're going to give us some... reason to think that we can overcome some important
thing. We're going to talk about something silly to be coming up. Silly. Yes. We're going to talk about being a klutz.
And silliness. Mm-hmm. Well, we're all klutzy in a way. Some more than others. Right? What are you talking about, Heather?
Well, you know, I was kind of going different ways with it, but I'm thinking that I'm going to try and bring forth an attitude of gratitude.
Attitudes of gratitude. We like that.
Something positive.
All right, let's see if we can help out a lot of people speaking of positive. Jack Stockwell on the program earlier today was talking about the essential nutrients of life. Most practitioners of health understand that you need to have minerals as well as vitamins. Some people don't take any. They think they multivitamin, one multivitamin, they're fine. No. There are helpful things. Yes, it wouldn't do you harm. It would do you good to have multivitamins, a multiple of vitamins. Sometimes you get them in a multivitamin. But by the name alone, you understand you're not getting the 90 essential nutrients that come from minerals. In fact, if you go to DougStephanTeam.com and look, you click on that, it's on the right-hand side of the home page. There's a promotional explanation of how to get strong bones and a healthy cardiovascular structure and good memory, a good digestive system, all of that stuff. You need vitamins, you need amino acids, and you need 60 plant-derived minerals plus fatty acids. All this in an absorbable liquid form. It's called the Healthy Start Pack. It has it all. And by taking this, you'll be a long way along the road to avoiding those 900 diseases that can get you one or the other. Healthy cardiovascular system. This is it. 90 essential nutrients for life. They're called the Healthy Start Pack, and you can get them by going to DougStephanTeam.com and click on your own, they call it a shopping cart. Because there are a number of things that you can get from the folks at Youngevity, and this is a good way to get started. Call 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. These are essential, not optional items. 90 for life at DougStephanTeam.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling we or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
After the hour, Jennifer, why are we playing this music? How does it connect?
Because, oops, he did it again.
What?
Have you ever had that oopsie moment, Dougie?
Yes, every day I think I have an oopsie moment.
I do, too. I'm a little klutzy. I'm not going to lie. Grace is not my middle name.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is pretty bad. Yesterday, a customer at London's Playboy Club destroyed a $77,615 bottle of historic cognac, which dated back not to earlier this century, to 1788.
Yeah.
Just when you were a wee one.
Yeah, that sounds not good.
This is crazy. This guy ordered, he's a businessman, and he had ordered two glasses of the brandy, which is nuts in itself. $7,839 a glass.
Oh,
okay?
My gosh.
So he orders two of those. That's 14 grand for those of you keeping track at home, which, of course, you're going to drop that on a couple glasses of brandy. But he wanted to take a look at the bottle. So the waiter comes over, hands it to him, or maybe the bunny because they were at the Playboy Club, and brings it to the table. He looks at it, sets it on the table, waiting for it to go back. He stands up to go to the bathroom, and when he stood up, it went flying across the room and broke into smithereens.
Yeah. That's a big bar tab for you.
Yeah. This bottle is famous. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records because cocktail that was made from the liquor inside the bottle was sold for $37,000.
Oh my.
Yeah, it was the most expensive cocktail like ever.
$37,000?
Yes.
What, are these people out of their minds?
I know, that's what I think too.
My
but,
God.
Oh gosh.
Unbelievable.
And what's funny is that people have gone to Twitter. The cocktail maestro, Salvatore Calabresi, who's pretty famous, got a big following over on Twitter. He's saying, today's a sad day. One of the oldest cognacs was accidentally broken. Floor of my bar, which made the floor of my bar the most expensive bar floor in the world with a cognac on it. Now, when it spills, you lick it up. I mean, you might as well.
No, you're bringing expensive bar flies.
I guess.
Take care of it that way. All right. That's
klutzy moment.
A moment of silence for the klutzes of the world and the cognac. 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
The sun is shining down.
But oh, by the way,
burns my feet,
Peter Frampton.
Not
this is relative to anything we're talking about now. Michael told me, Jennifer and Heather, we had asked a question earlier on why Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees were involved in singing from a Beatles movie.
Right.
And it turned out
Sergeant Pepper, right?
The Beatles did the music, and these guys starred or were part of the starring team.
Yeah,
I'd forgotten that. All right, we all got that?
Huh.
Everybody has that. Time to move on.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Beyond Good Day, Heather has now the job to bring us to...
Bring the spirits up a bit.
Yes, exactly. Let's be silly.
Yes, well, let's be happy. I mean, like happy. That to me, Good Day Sunshine is such a powerfully happy song to me.
It is a good song.
And with everything going on in the world, you know, looking back to the tragedy from last week... Sometimes it's hard to push through and kind of see the lighter side of life. And
always look at the bright side of
your cue.
Life.
Thank you. I'm glad you jumped on that.
All right.
Well, I'm trying to remind myself of having an attitude of gratitude on a daily basis, because even though we can look around and there's so much turmoil and tragedy around us, if we dig down deep enough, there's usually always something to be very thankful for in our lives. And so I was trying to come up with some little tricks and tips to be reminders to keep me in that frame of mind. One of which is that we have to realize things are not always given to us. It's not guaranteed. We don't always, you know, shouldn't have that idea that life owes us something.
Entitlement.
Exactly. And there is a lot of entitlement out there. So trying to remind yourself that what you get is a gift, and always being grateful for, even when there's the turmoil, there's going to be something beautiful that can come from it, such as when it rains outside, remember, the plants are going to grow more beautifully. Looking at a rose. Roses are gorgeous, but they have the thorns, so we have to take the good and the bad with it on a daily basis. Grateful people also will continue to have hope. Never lose sight of hope. Always hold on to hope. Keep hope alive. I mean, sounds corny. And all these little catchphrases may sound corny,
yeah,
but it's true.
Corny.
If you remind yourself of them, it does make a big difference. Mm-hmm. It puts your head in a different state of mind. Another thing is bitterness and grudges. They are cancerous, and they can be literally.
Awful. Yeah, they're awful. That stuff causes.
Let
oh,
it
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Move on, and remember that people are going to be, they're going to be their, themselves. You can't change them. You can't change anyone but yourself. And the power that you have is within your own mind and within your own heart. So kind of let it go, let it to the side. I find when
how have you done that in your life?
And forgiveness. I mean, there's been plenty of occasions where someone may have wronged me, and I've moved past it and reconnected actually via some Facebook and whatnot. You know, you come back in contact with some people, and it may have not had a very good ending when you departed, but letting go of it. For instance, here's a short, quick story. A friend of mine had a very hard time with when my stepfather had passed away.
Yeah.
And she just, death was a difficult thing for her to deal with personally. But in that moment, I felt she wasn't there for me. She didn't come to the funeral. I felt very let down by her. And we kind of drifted apart. And now, about 15 years later almost, we've reconnected. And it was because she apologized. She said, I'm so sorry, whatever. But I had to remember that, you know, this was her process. And it had nothing to do with our friendship. I let it go. We moved on. We have a beautiful friendship again. So having just an attitude of gratitude for the people in our lives and the things in our lives and letting things go.
There's a sincerity that goes with that. The words are one thing. Having the words make their mark, or
having the
words actually
it.
Right, actually mean something, is very important, I think. For you can use words in lots of different ways. Sometimes it's how they come out as much as what they're meaning that makes the difference. And we're, none of us perfect. We make mistakes. We say things that we ought not to say. And so you ask for forgiveness.
It's a human experience.
Sometimes you get it.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
We're just
be thankful.
Going through it day to day.
All right, Heather, good job. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. We talk about Christian Bale up next here on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. To learn how you can make a difference, doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. please go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. And download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Doug Steph and Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Heather. I was about to say Christian Bale. Because I don't know why. I looked at Heather and I thought Christian Bale. I don't know why I thought that.
I'm single. Strange.
Yeah,
That's what I call her, actually. I call Heather Christian Bale.
Just for really, yeah. Yeah. Just for fun. All right, so we all know that Christian Bale is in the forefront because of his role as Batman and the controversies surrounding the shootings last week in Colorado, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure whether this is a coincidence or whether it's good timing. Harrison Chung was Christian Bale's assistant and publicist for 10 years or more. He has shared his experience working with Christian Bale and basically living with him and his dad. This is a story that one would think when you look at the cover of the book and read the subtitle, it's Christian Bale, The Inside Story of the Darkest Batman. One would surmise, before talking to Mr. Chung, that maybe there is something about Christian Bale that he's trying to tell us.
You know what's really interesting?
What?
I actually booked this Thursday.
Last Thursday?
Yep.
Huh. So this was before all
before
of this happened.
Before anything.
So, Mr. Chung, welcome to Good Day, first of all. Nice to have you here.
Hi.
Hi. All of this, the book you wrote was finished and completed, galleys were done, and it went into publication when?
Well, the book came out end of May, just the beginning of June.
Okay, so it's been around for a while. And now, under the circumstances, would you say, and I don't mean this, I'm not here to give you anything other than exposure, so there's no nuance to my asking the question, but in a sense, this book and you will benefit from the tragedy in Colorado last week. Is that a fair statement?
You know, I don't know. I definitely, on the book's website, we were part of the forefront of the Internet and Facebook campaign to get Christian to go to Colorado to visit mm-hmm. the injured.
Right.
So it's been a focal point for the fans and definitely You know, that has been, you know, part of the attention, I think.
Right. You went to, how'd you meet him? I know a little about his story. I was telling a story earlier. I don't know if you're listening. You're on a couple of other programs. I'm sure a lot of people want to talk to you about this book. I happen to be a neighbor of his in Santa Monica, where his little house is down the street from my little house. And nobody ever, you know, nobody ever really sees him there. It's a place when you work in Hollywood, most people have a little bungalow, a little place they can go hide. He's not a resident of California. I think he's still, isn't he an Aussie?
No. He's actually British by birth.
Is he? Somebody know that I thought he was Australian.
No. He was born in Wales, but he does not consider himself Welsh. He is English in background.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, he moved to the United States back in 1991, right?
Mm-hmm. When did you meet him?
93.
Under what circumstances?
It's actually sort of funny. I was a big fan of his movie Empire of the Sun. That was the Steven Spielberg movie about World War II.
Oh, yeah.
And, it was about a little boy who was stuck in a Japanese concentration camp, and it was one of Spielberg's few bombs. And then Christian did a couple more bombs. He did Newsies, he did Swing Kids, and they were like bigger bombs for Disney, even worse on a financial scale than, you know, everyone's talking about John Carter this year.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of us, you know, movie buffs, I was living in Toronto, Canada at the time, we were thinking, you know, wow, what a great young actor, but as everyone knows, you know, an actor is only as good as their last box office opening. And here's this kid who's coming off bomb after bomb after bomb. So we decided to write him letters of encouragement, you know. And to my surprise, Christian wrote me back. So, you know, I wrote him a thanks for writing back and, you know, wrote back. And we started writing letters back and forth. We became pen pals. And at the time, I was working in what was, you know, then called Internet Online Marketing. So I was giving him some ideas about promoting his career online because he was so anti-publicity. So from that point on, you know, we were writing about marketing on the Internet. And then the next thing I knew, I got a call from his dad saying, we're moving to Los Angeles. Come to meet us.
Really? So his dad decided that he wanted to move. His dad was a promoter of his from the early years, an encourager of his?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, his dad, I think I go into quite a lot of detail in the book. He was like an incredible character. He was a real showbiz dad. His mm-hmm. dad essentially dragged Christian kicking and screaming from England to America because Christian wasn't really that sure that he wanted to pursue a career in acting, especially after all the attention he got from those box office bombs.
Mm-hmm. What's the fairest way to describe his father? Caring, loving, interested in his fun, in his son's success, or someone who saw a money tree?
You know, I think all of the above.
Really?
I think he was a loving dad, but he saw, you know, in his son everything that he could not be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think he looked at his kids and said, this is the kid that's getting attention. This is a kid that's got potential, and the only place to make it big in acting is Hollywood.
Yeah.
They used to say, you know, in England, you know, everyone here nowadays is loving Downton Abbey, but those English actors, they would make more money doing one American TV series or movie than they could in their lifetime in England. So that's how much potential there is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so his father brings him over here. Where's his mother in all this?
He's Christian's dad divorced his mom. They had a big argument over Christian's future. In the book, I mentioned that Christian had a nervous breakdown when he was doing publicity for Empire of the Sun. So his mom was really worried about him. I mean, you know, I guess as any mother would be, she was just worried that if you push him too hard, he's going to have another breakdown. So she was like, you know, you don't have to pursue acting, son. Just, you know, stay in school, go to university, and stay in England. You know, live a regular life. But his dad was determined to bring him to L.A. So, they split over that.
So he was accused I remember this. Wasn't there a phone or something involved? I don't remember. No, that was what's his face? The other the Aussie actor who threw the phone at somebody in the hotel. But wasn't there some kind of altercation that Christian Bale had with his mother in a hotel?
Yeah. Actually, it was 2008 at the London premiere of The Dark Knight. Christian was he was picked up by the police, and he was for allegedly assaulting his mom and his sister there.
Mm-hmm. What really happened? Were you there?
No, I wasn't there. I heard from his mom and his sister that it was a family argument that went out of hand, and he just started shoving them around the hotel room and threw them out.
Really? And where was the father while all this was going on?
David Bale, his dad, passed away, I think, in 2003.
Oh, so yeah. He wasn't around at all.
No.
Ah. So, the wonder, as you title this, and I mean, Jennifer and Heather, don't hesitate to jump in here. I'm just fascinated with, I'm not a big celebrity. I don't like celebrity. Normally, I think celebrity is nonsense. People pay too much attention to people for the wrong reasons. If anything, this fellow, and this happens as you see, I know you, if you were working with him for 10 years, you had to see a lot of this kind of stuff, Harrison. By the way, if just joining us, Harrison Chung is the author of Christian Bale, Inside Story of the Darkest Batman, paperback edition out now. So in terms of using the phrase the darkest Batman.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. What, in your estimation, made him so dark? Was it that family upbringing or...
I would also say sort of a little bit of all of the above. I mean, the publisher liked the title The Darkest Batman because of all the Batman portrayals in film. Christian's portrayal of Batman is undoubtedly the darkest. And darkest also sort of referring to his personality. I mean, it's no secret that Christian has temper issues. Aside from that, what happened in London, allegedly assaulting his mom and his sister, there was the infamous 2009 internet leak of his screaming, yelling rant on the set of Terminator Salvation. So, that was the one where he yelled at a crew member for 4 minutes, 39 F-bombs, and everyone could sort of hear firsthand, what his temper sounded
like. Were you still with him then?
No. Mm-hmm. We had parted ways, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did you part with him?
Yeah.
Well, I had worked with him for about a decade, and, it wasn't fun anymore. I think when we were starting off, when they just moved to Hollywood, it was like, strangers in a strange land. I had moved from Canada to L.A. to work on his career. And it was a lot of fun. It was like a family business. We were going to set up a production company and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. And how old was he when you first started working with him?
19. Yeah, okay. He was 19. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Do you consider yourself still friends with him? Are you acquaintances, or did you have a falling out?
Well, I would call it more that we went our own ways, because when his father became terminally ill, it was just like an end of an era. And, I had worked for 10 years on his career exclusively, and I wanted to work with other actors and do other projects in the film industry. And Christian wanted me to work on his stuff exclusively. So, we had a disagreement on I guess, where, where the future went.
And you mentioned that his father was really behind him, pushing him as far as career. What did his father do? Was that, sometimes they have a passion and push their kids for things that they don't have the opportunity to?
Well, I think that's the unusual thing about his dad. His dad never worked. When he and Christian moved to the United States, they didn't have green cards, they didn't have visas, so his dad could not legally work. His dad spent most of his time on the phone, calling the press and networking for his son. But, he wasn't employed. Back in England, he said that he was a financial advisor, and he sort of wore a lot of odd hats that ended up turning out not to be true. He claimed he was a pilot for British Airways and British Midland. But when I was researching the book and going, you know, that far back, yeah, I found that his dad, you know, was a jack of all trades.
He seemed to be able to get into maybe the way when you consider, we were talking earlier about the fighter and the role he played there and how he mastered the Boston accent and how he just seemed to get into it. This is the mark of somebody who really is good at this. And isn't it true that most of the people who are really good at this have a kind of a strange side to them?
Well, I think when you're an actor, and I don't want to generalize, I'm just sort of basing it on the characters that I've known.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely passionate about their acting to a frenzy. You know, I mean, when Christian was preparing for American Psycho, he would only talk in that voice. He didn't want to lose character. He didn't want to lose the accent.
Yeah.
You know, when people talk about his physical transformations, that was the first big one, you know, beefing up and going for an American accent in American Psycho. And I think when he realized, you know, you delve into the role that deeply, that's when you get results. So,
yeah.
You know, American Psycho, Batman, you know, losing weight for the machinist, for the fighter, those type of transformations. I mean, you know, it's definitely a dedicated mindset.
Does he have friends?
You know, he and again, I don't want to generalize, but a lot of actors don't like to make friends with people that they might consider their competition.
Or somebody like you who would do a book about him that they don't want. Right? That's part of the danger of doing something like this is that you get branded. You know, why are you doing this? You're doing it for money. This guy was your friend. He gave you an opportunity, and you knife him. You know, you don't really. I mean, this book isn't a knife book. I don't see this book as a job on him. I mean, it's pretty interesting.
No, not at all. I mean, if you had a chance to read the book, I think it's got three main threads in the book. I mean, number one is Christian Bale's biography, and there are no other biographies about him.
Yeah.
And it's told from my point of view, and it's a unique point of view because how many other people knew him?
Knew him like you did, yeah.
Right.
Especially during the formulative part of his career. And the third piece of it that, you know, I think people might not realize is that he was a former child actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's English, so, you know, you've got the complication of moving from one country to another. And if anyone's ever moved, you know, across town, it's, you know, you've got tons of things to do to try to move. And the other part of it is that it's the history of Internet marketing. When I started working on Christian's career, the 1990s, that was when the World Wide Web had just started at the beginning of the decade. It was before the IMDb. It was before eBay, before Craigslist, MySpace, Facebook, anything. And Christian was the first actor to have an official website, to have a press kit online, to have movie trailers. I mean, now you want to look up a movie, you go on the web and you look and watch the movie trailer. Did not exist
happened before
in those days.
All right, book is called Christian Bale, The Inside Story of the Darkest Batman. And Harrison Chung has put this story together, formerly associated with Christian Bale. Good to have you here, sir. Thank you for telling us the story. 10 before the hour and good day.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, and Doug Steffen. On Doug Steffen's Good Day, go figure. It's 51 past the hour.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
On Capitol Hill, words of praise for heroic actions along with some words about gun control. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Members of the House pausing for a moment of silence for the victims of last Friday's shooting massacre in Aurora, Colorado. Speaking for the Colorado delegation yesterday, Congressman Ed Perlmutter expressed sorrow for the victims and cited a silver lining.
We saw bravery and selflessness and heroism. People were willing to give up their own lives to save the life of the stranger next to them.
From a political viewpoint, there appears to be little appetite among congressional leaders for new gun control legislation in Congress. In the aftermath of the shooting massacre, Republican House Speaker John Boehner had this to say when asked about the possibility of new gun control measures.
The president has made clear that he's not going to use this horrific event to push for new gun laws. I agree.
Well, here's one elected official who clearly does not agree. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a gun control proponent, is continuing his push for tougher gun laws in the wake of the Aurora movie theater massacre. Bloomberg says current gun laws make it tougher for cops to do their jobs.
I don't understand why the police officers across this country don't stand up collectively and say, we're going to go on strike. We're not going to protect you unless you, the public, through your legislature, do what's required to keep us safe.
Meanwhile, gun sales across the state of Colorado are spiking following the deadly rampage. There's a report that background checks for customers looking to purchase guns were up 41% following the shooting, as well as an increase in people who are looking to be trained in order to get a concealed carry permit. One employee at a guns and ammo store said about 20 people were waiting outside of his store when he came to work just hours after the shooting last Friday. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need. Even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
On Wall Street, a down day for the market due to growing fears about the Eurozone debt crisis. The Dow off 104 points yesterday to 12,617. S&P fell 12. NASDAQ lost 27 points. Oil prices up 36 cents a barrel, finishing at $88.50. A welcome sound across much of the Midwest yesterday. That is the sound of rain, but the precipitation a mere drop in the bucket considering the extent of the drought. For the first time in weeks, soaking rains did come down on the northern Midwest, triggering a sharp drop in corn and soybean prices. Those prices are still near record highs, though, with the future weather outlook showing more heat on the horizon in August. Tech news, Apple is set to unleash its latest operating system today. Mountain Lion will go on sale through the Mac App Store for just under $20. Those who have recently purchased new computers will be able to download the software at no charge. Closing notes first, if you're old enough, you know this TV theme song.
We're moving on now.
The Jeffersons, airing on CBS from 1975 to 1985. George and Louise Weezy Jefferson, the main characters. We learned yesterday that actor Sherman Hemsley, who played George Jefferson, died at the age of 74 at his home in El Paso, Texas. He did have roles on other sitcoms, but he'll always be best remembered as George Jefferson. Finally, a hit song many of us can't get out of our heads.
Hey, I just met you.
Carly Rae Jepsen's incredibly catchy Call Me Maybe, a song that has spawned some parodies, and one of them has gone viral on YouTube. A farm boy from Buffalo, New York, who calls himself Lil Fred White, recently posted a video called Farm It Maybe. Lil Fred, age 6, along with his slightly older brother, posted this video. 225,000 views in less than 2 weeks. And yes, the lyrics are farm-oriented.
Hey, I smelt you. This cow is crazy, but here's her udder. So milk her maybe.
Milk her maybe. Utterly ridiculous. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.